You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It does not seem logical that the person who owns and manages a restaurant is called a restaurateur.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Glad to be here.
This one comes from a listener who wants to know why we say restaurateur instead of restaurateur. The listener wants to know, where did the N go?
Such a good question, which had never occurred to me. And I would have phrased the question in the same way, which is, where did the N go? It turns out that that is not the right question because, in fact, restaurateur without the N comes first.
Oh, no.
We could ask, why the N?
Right. Where did that N come from?
I want to note here that Michael Quinion on the blog Worldwide Words has a very nice entry on this. In other words, other people have been asking this question, too, about what's happening here. Let me see if I can explain. Both of these words go back to the same verb in French, which is restaurer, as in restore. We get restaurateur coming in from French at the end of the 18th century. It means a person who owns and manages a restaurant. It could also refer to the restaurant itself. This word, restaurateur, which largely refers to a person, originally meant a person who restores. Makes total sense. It could be a person who repaired objects. It also could be an assistant to a surgeon, someone who was helping to repair broken bones, a restorer. By the mid-1700s in French, restaurateur was also referring to a person who made a special soup. And the soup was called restaurant, something that restores, a restorative soup. Restaurant is the past participle of this verb, that which repairs. Now, obviously, we now know this as the place where you eat. I did not realize how new this word is in English. Restaurant first comes into English in 1806.
That is pretty new. I mean, I guess before that, restaurants probably weren't, you know, a big thing like they are now.
Well, that's right. And that you had inns and things like that. But that this idea of restaurants where you had menus, it turns out that menu also not that old in English and has taken off quite recently. So in French, restaurant, I'm now going to just call it restaurant with the English pronunciation, was originally the soup. It was made with meat juices. It was thought to be medicinal. And then at some point, the word restaurant in French comes to mean a place that serves this soup. And now you can see how we get to the meaning of restaurant. It then becomes a place that is serving food. We then borrow it into English with that meaning. Once you have restaurant in English, you can imagine that some people decided to put the N into restaurateur because it makes sense that if this is someone who owns and manages a restaurant, that it would also have an N. For Brian Garner in his usage guide, he calls restaurateur with the N an error. You will find it, and you will sometimes find it in edited writing, but for right now, it looks like most people are still making a distinction between a restaurant with an N and the person who owns and manages it. If you want to use this word, it's a restaurateur. But in fact, what many of us do is say, it's the restaurant owner.
When I was little, I would have said, it's the restaurant owner. My mom thought that was really funny.
So I think right now, to avoid it, if you have a manager, it's the manager. If you have the owner, it's the owner of the restaurant.
Either way, I am happy to eat in your restaurant. So send me your recommendations. Thanks so much, Ann.
Have a good one.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.